Morning, everyone. My name is Ryan Larson. I'm from the University of Wisconsin-Madison and also a member of the U.S. Navy Health Services Collegiate Program, which means I have a job when I graduate. If anyone's interested in the program, please come talk to me afterwards. And again, my talk's on the effect of sterile carrier inhibitors on adult Aedes aegypti. One word that's often associated with vectors of diseases is resistance. And this is kind of scary when you look at like an example of dengue fever, in which you have the number of risk are in the billions, and like the number infected each year are in the millions. This means we have to research and get new tools to control these vectors. And so the question is, where do you look for new insecticides? In our lab, we look at cholesterol synthesis, or in the case of insects, the lack thereof. Vertebrates have the ability to synthesize cholesterol for many things. Sure, when you guys are out catching up with your colleagues, you might have a beer, in which case vertebrates can break down the carbohydrates and the alcohol and produce cholesterol out of it. Insects don't have that ability, as I said earlier, so they have to take it directly up from their food source. And it was found that a 80 sterile carrier protein 2 is at least partially responsible for cellular transfer in mosquitoes, and it's not important. It's not crucial for survival in vertebrates, so therefore, it's a possible insecticide target. In our lab, we did just that. They screened 40,000 compounds in the chemical library using the Aedes SCP2 target, and they found some hydrophobic inhibitors. An initial toxicology test revealed that they were toxic to Manduca sexta and various mosquito species in the lower parts per million range, as seen in the table to the right. Cholesterol has several functions in insects. As you know, it's important for growth and development, as it's the cell membranes are made up of it. It's important for JH production, and it's also important for egg production. And this is apparent if you look at there's the movement of free sterols going to the ovaries between or post blood meal. In a previous study that came out of our lab, we tested this again to see how crucial is cholesterol for egg production and egg fertility. And they found when they did RNAi and knocked down the gene that there was no significant difference in fecundity, but there was significant reduction in fertility. So using all these previous studies, we hypothesized that if we exposed the adult Aedes aegypti to SCPIs, then there would be a increased mortality, decreased fertility, and it would have no effect on fecundity. And those were our objectives, to test 4015 as a mosquito adulticide, to determine the effect of 4015, excuse me, to go back, 4015 is one of the chemicals we found. That's about as much as I can say about it. So going back to, we also tried to determine the effect of 4015 on the fecundity of Aedes aegypti and determine the effect of fertility of when Aedes aegypti are exposed to 4015. To do this, we applied it in two different ways. First, topically, in which we used 20 females per treatment and 6 replicates. We used 3 to 5 day old Aedes aegypti. We chilled them on a 4-degree bioequipped chill table in order to apply the treatment. They were serial diluted in acetone with 4 concentrations ranging from 25 to 1,000 micrograms per milliliter. And they were applied using a Hamilton repeating syringe and applied to the dorsal thorax of the Aedes aegypti. And after 48 hours, the mortality was calculated. We basically did the same thing with, and also tried applying it orally. Basically repeated everything else except instead of applying it to the dorsal thorax with a Hamilton syringe, we put the inhibitors in 10% glucose solution and basically submerge the cotton ball and put the cotton ball on top of the cage to orally feed them the sugar water. We also collected data on fecundity and fertility, in which basically we just got a dampened filter paper and put it in the cage with them. And after 5 days, we counted the eggs. And for fertility, we just basically submerged the filter paper in 60 milliliters of double distilled H2O and calculated how many eggs actually hatched. And for the adult side, what we found is that there was significant mortality, and the error bars are a little big. We expected that from a lower sample size. But if you notice, if you look on right here, this is your LD50. We couldn't even achieve an LD50 at our highest doses. So you'd have to make the mosquitoes swim in this compound before you actually can effectively control them. So it's not an adult side. In terms of fecundity, as we hypothesized, there was no significant difference in fecundity. And in terms of fertility, we did not observe any measurable difference in fertility either. So in conclusion, we tested 4015 as a mosquito adulticide, and we couldn't achieve a LD50 with our highest doses, so it's not an effective adulticide. We tried to determine the effect of 4015 on fecundity, and we found no effect on fecundity. And we tried to determine the effect of 4015 on the fertility of Aedes aegypti, and we found no effect on fertility. So I'd like to thank those who pay me, the United States Navy, and those who pay for my research, the Department of Defense Deployable Warfighter Protection Grant. At this time, I'll take any questions. Well, as I said earlier, mosquitoes can't, insects can't metabolize, I don't know. Sorry. Yes?
In the first speech, when you test the sterols change in the organic base, why you only test the free sterols?
That wasn't something I tested, that's just something that I tried to demonstrate. There is a movement of cholesterol to the ovaries. As we know, cholesterol is a hydrophobic portion. Something has to be transporting it there, or something has to aid in the transportation of it there. Yes? We dry them for 5 days. We take them out of the water and dry them for 5 days.
Uh-huh. And then you try to hatch.
Yes.
Just one hatch.
Yes, for 24 hours. Yes, that was, I forgot to say, it was our best compound. Another thing about it was a naturally derived compound, which is important because if you look at registration, if you're registering an insecticide, it costs about $3 million roughly to register a synthetic compound, where it costs about as much as a new compact car to register a naturally derived compound.
Do you think that it would then how you deliver the compound that was the problem, or that maybe the screen doesn't take
the compound? Well, for a larvicide, it worked perfectly fine, as it's in the lower parts per million, but it just from what we found, it wasn't effective at adulticide. And maybe it is on another species, but I doubt it since the homology of the SCP2 gene is highly conserved throughout different mosquito species.
Okay.